Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, local businesses are creating a new experience for Christmas shoppers by making one-off events, collaborating with other businesses and suppliers, offering freebies and discounts for customers. News Talk's Kira Tracy went to a couple of these events in Dublin City Centre last night to find out more.
Local businesses are offering customers an alternative to online Christmas shopping this year with exclusive events that promise a fun shopping experience with complimentary food, drinks and discounted goods. I spoke with staff and customers at Fallon & Burn in Dublin, where a night of Christmas cheer was hosted in their food hall, to find out more about the shopping experience.
Hi, I'm Donal. I'm the food and wine buyer here in Fallon & Burn, and this is our Christmas customer appreciation evening. So what's happening today? We are launching Christmas in-store here. We have 20 different suppliers doing an in-store tasting. We have a Hammond carver, we have multiple wine suppliers, we have Irish producers. So it's all happening here, and it's our way of saying thank you to our customers for their loyalty throughout the year and just spreading the Christmas love. It's just a really positive experience to come in-store, meet other people and sort of see these things happening in real life. I think, you know, it adds to the experience of when you bring the food home, then when you've met somebody, you've talked to them about it.
So how did you guys find out about this event?
My son is a bit of a foodie and he heard about it. So he said, "Mom, get into the Christmas spirit and come on in." So we're doing a bit of Christmas shopping.
Yes.
Two sisters having a great time.
We're
here.
Nice bits of foodie things. We're going to be on the lookout for nice special things. Do you think it makes a difference to be able to have these kind of experiences in store rather than online Christmas shopping?
Definitely as an experience to come to and see the stuff.
You should listen to the music. This is the music of Love Actually, isn't it? I mean, it's the Christmas spirit. So much better. I don't actually do online shopping. So our Christmas shopping is
starting.
The Christmas shopping hasn't just begun for foodies, as book lovers are also getting into the festive spirit as well.
My name is Louisa Earls and I'm manager here at Books Upstairs Bookshop on Dalier Street in Dublin. This is a sort of a pre-Christmas shopping night, so we're staying open late, but not only that, we are laying on cocktails thanks to another lovely company called Craft Cocktails, and we've got lots of Christmas cookies and we are putting a 10% discount on everything that's purchased. We've also got a prize draw and lots of lovely freebies from publishers who've sent stuff along. So basically it's like a little bit extra than a regular day of shopping. But I mean, in terms of the impact, like, I just really want people to, I suppose, associate, like, to have a little think about their Christmas shopping and maybe associate it with us.
Jean McCabe from Retail Excellence Ireland said these events are not only transforming the way local shops are conducting their business, but giving customers a new way to socialise.
So the impact is really positive on multiple levels. You know, for businesses, these events are bringing town centres alive in the evening time, not just the daytime. And they're creating new opportunities for revenue, but they're really, it's all about building the loyalty with their customer base. And for consumers, it's, you know, transforming the shopping experience from being transactional into something they can actually enjoy and enjoy with their friends and their colleagues. So it's not just about buying things. It's about the experience. It's about the wine tasting. It's about the fashion show. It's about the evening out. And it's tapping into that experience economy in a really authentic way. I think the future is really exciting for local businesses that embrace that experiential approach. Christmas shopping is starting to evolve away from that stressful, rushed experience into more of a series of moments throughout November and December that people can enjoy. And as consumers become more conscious about supporting local, Christmas shopping is going to move away from ticking boxes online to genuinely enjoying festive experiences in your local community.
Okay, sounds good. News Talk's Ciara Tracy reporting there.
Now, we were asking about libraries earlier and what they mean to you because of Pascal Donoghue using his final speech to be in praise of libraries. Our library in Cove is the centre of our community. It runs monthly arts exhibitions at no cost to the artist, a woman's shed. A woman's shed, I hadn't heard of those before. Book clubs, a writing group, a kids' chess club, dress-up story time, printing services, as well as public PCs, events, laptops, charging stations and general printing. That sounds wonderful.
The new library building in Ennis is very beautiful. It looks like books on a shelf in an architectural way. Every time I drive past, I see lots of people sitting in the lovely calm and think I should join them someday when I have time, says a listener.
The library in Dunleary is beautiful as well. Walkinstown Library is the nicest bunch of staff. Great library, excellent toddler baby section, excellent weekly story time classes. My toddler baby and I go all the time, which is great to hear of you using the library out there all around the country.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details. Because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.